Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dusty Staub is our guest, our good friend, great brain trust member, author of The Heart of Leadership, The Heart of Leadership, The Seven Acts of Courage. That's another book out in new edition now. Dusty, thanks again for being here, and I need your website, please.
Yes, Jim, it's www.staubleadership.com. Staub Leadership is one word, and Staub is just S-T-A-U-B, staubleadership.com.
And what, is there, did I say the new book, is it the Heart of Leadership, is that the new one?
No, the new book that we're working on with I've got two co-authors is called Igniting the Heart of the World.
Right, that's the one that's coming out, right? It's not out yet, right?
No, it's not out yet. The new edition of the Seven Acts of Courage is what's out.
Right, that's the new one. But you got a new one coming out called Igniting the Heart of the World.
Yes, living significantly and more joyfully. This way.
Are you going to promise? You're going to promise to launch it on the show here, right?
We will launch it on the show. It'll be out in January, early February.
All right. Well, we expect that to happen. All right. So we're talking about the heart, folks. We're talking about the intangibles that well from inside of us that we should pay more attention to help us. If nothing else, I mean, if you could just find a way to connect with these intangibles inside of you, just, you know, maybe if it didn't help you, you know, my coaches used to say, if you can't help us, don't hurt us, right? maybe if your intangibles won't help you, at least try to get them not to hurt you. So you went to an event. You actually were asked to come and bring your program to an event in Ireland recently. And I want you to tell us about what you were doing there and what happened.
Yeah, I was in the Connemara Mountains in Ireland at a resort called Delphi. We were doing a six-day workshop on transformational leading and living. And it was, we started off with the title, Igniting the Heart, Transforming Leading and Living. That's what we were working with. And while we were there doing this program, we just watched so many people. Every day somebody would have a transformational experience. Sometimes two or three people would. And by the end, we saw people. One lady had come in. She was very, very shy, wasn't speaking. At the end, she was up and talking, and she was like an Amazon queen. She just her power came out. Another person came in full of doubt about a relationship, and he had a transformative experience.
What do you think caused that?
Well, it's when people turn on to who they really are, to these intangibles inside them.
What were they missing that they found there, do you think?
I think it was really discovering I will call it the divine imagination, which is another intangible inside mm-hmm. themselves. Discovering the heart, their true heart, the heart they had as a little girl, a little boy, remembering who they really are, realizing that they can be authors of their lives, not just a character in a story. They get to co-write that story, if not outright write it. And so stepping into their creative self and finding the courage to face themselves, the courage, to claim the act of courage to face the fear that had been running them. And it's the fears that run people that rob us of being able to live more joyfully and fully and completely.
So here's what's interesting to me. These are adults that came to your event, and within hours, perhaps a day or so, they were completely transformed, as you say. I mean, if the tipping point for them was that close to the surface, it's astonishing that we can't reach in there and get that ourselves, isn't it? That we have to have some other catalyst, some other influence, some other stimulus, someone else to say, you know, you are good, you are real, you are a good person. There's nothing wrong with you, so to speak. Why do we need that? Why can't we do it for ourselves?
Well, it's a funny thing. As a young therapist, I came to a conclusion as I was working with people, which was that, first of all, nobody can do it for you, Jim. You have to step forward. You have to take the risk. You have to find the courage.
So those people did take action by showing up. They knew they had a deficit. They knew there was a problem, so they showed up.
Yep. And you can't do it by yourself. No one can do it for you, and you can't do it alone. We need mentors. Think about all the people who've mentored you. Think about all the things we learn from each other. We need each other. We are so.
But that's my question. Isn't that kind of a strange thing about humans? As powerful as we can be, with much of a force as we can be with our as a person and with our intangibles, we still can't do it alone. And isn't that, to me, that's also kind of, a part of the natural law, part of God's plan, right? We need each other.
Absolutely. It's almost like we're hypnotized. And what I think we do for each other is we help dehypnotize each other and wake up and see the larger world around us.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, transformation means being inspired by stepping into the fire of our passion in life and having people see us and say, I believe in you. Thank you. I was just having coffee with one of my clients who runs a large organization, and she said, I want to thank you. She said, I'm now in a relationship that really feels loving and kind, and if I hadn't worked on my emotional intelligence, if you hadn't encouraged me, if you hadn't challenged me all these years ago, I would not be where I am today, and my business wouldn't be where it is.
What a great story.
And that's what floats our boat, right?
Staubleadership.com, is that right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, Dusty, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yes, Jim. Delighted. Love it.
We love having you here. We'll see you next time. Dusty Staub, ladies and gentlemen. Staubleadership.com. Check out that website. I think you'll like it. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.